Governor Mike Parson joins us, and he has just made stops at three areas along Highway 61, Hannibal, and also along with Canton and Clarksville to look at the flooding. Governor, how about your impressions, first of all, from what you saw during your trip?
Well, a lot of devastation up there in that area, and just a lot of people up there, you know, fighting it pretty hard in those communities up there, and it's having a pretty big effect on them right now.
How about the resiliency of Missourians, though? They seem to overcome obstacles, don't they?
Let me tell you, I met so many fine people today, and if anything makes you be more proud as being governor of the state is when you see people out there helping one another, who I believe Missourians are, but all the way from school kids to church people to educators, just everyday people helping one another out. And it was pretty impressive to see that and see them keeping their heads up.
And really, this is not going to be an immediate, well, tomorrow this is all over. This is a long-term situation, isn't it?
It is. You know, we're just one of the things I was telling people up there today that they had to prepare. Frankly, they had to prepare for another crest. Because right now the national weather forecast doesn't look good till almost at least till the middle of June. So we're not out of the woods by no means. This is going to continue to be a problem for a while.
And how can the state help out? I know you immediately, when this happened, activated the National Guard.
Yeah, I think we asked the National Guard there, the Highway Patrol, the Department of Public Safety, and SEMA. You know, the big thing right now is getting boots on the ground and giving them the help they need, especially these small communities. So we're trying to kind of focus on that as much as we can. But on the other hand, we've had tornadoes go through the state. And, you know, we've been activated at SEMA now for probably 2 or 3 months when it all started up northwest. So it's been a long haul right now.
And I was about to say, Governor, this has been a heck of a 1-2 punch that Mother Nature has thrown at the state, isn't it?
You know, one of the things you realize sometimes is you think you're in a position sometimes to govern the state and do a lot of things. But I guarantee you Mother Nature has got more power, more influence than what I do sometimes, for sure.
All right. Obviously, you've seen the flooding along Highway 61. I know you've kept a close eye on what's happening, say, in the Sheraton and Howard County areas as well, and in Jefferson City where you reside. That's been devastating too, hasn't it?
Oh, it's just all over the state. We still, as of this morning, got over 300 highways that are underwater. A lot of rail that's not even able to get trains up and down it with all the other things that happen. It's just, like I said, this is going to be a huge problem. And it has an impact on the economy of the state, especially for a lot of these little towns right now.
Governor, how do we prepare for what may be the next event? What needs to be looked at? I don't want to say to prevent this from happening again, but maybe to lessen some of the effects of it.
Yeah, I think we need to be more prepared, and two, we got to have a seat at the table with Corps engineers. For years, Corps engineers have managed these riverways without really any input from the state level. But one of the things I've been working really hard on is making sure the governors of the states that the Missouri River's on, especially, and the Mississippi, have a seat at the table to help manage these rivers instead of just one agency having total control over it.
Yeah, Governor, you've had a chance to meet with the governors of the surrounding states. Have they been pretty receptive, too?
They really have. Things have went well when we met, and we've kind of got a coalition now, I know, with Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa, realizing how important it is. But this river affects so many of us in so many different ways. For us not to have a seat at the table again and have a say in the management of this river.
Governor Mike Parson, he's joined us today on Regional Radio.